Well, where is the best pizza in Wisconsin? You know, I think we're pretty well known for the pizza we produce, in part, I believe, because of the great cheeses we produce here in the state. Mary Bergen of Madison, who has been, she's with us pretty often. She writes the Roads Traveled column. It appears in several daily newspapers in Wisconsin, and she has online at roadtravel.com. She's the author of Hungry for Wisconsin, A Tasty Guide for Travelers, and Sidetracked in Wisconsin, both from Itchy Cat Press. Great to have her back to talk about this latest. She created quite a little stir, I think, in some ways, didn't you, Mary?
Well, you know, it turned out that way, but I guess I didn't realize that was what was going to happen.
Well, tell the story.
Okay. Well, on occasion, I am contacted by USA Today to participate in a 50-state roundup of recommendations of one sort or another for the travel section. And one of the topics recently was pizza. And so you would think it would be an easy topic, but it's really kind of overwhelming. It's
right.
Like everybody eats pizza. We love pizza. We love our hometown favorites. And to come up with one, I thought was quite the challenge because I wanted it to be something distinctive for the state. And also, if I'm going to air have any type of bias, I'm going to look at small towns and the excellence that comes from them.
Sure.
That's my long way of saying that I decided to make people aware of Giorgio's in Milton in Rock County. Milton is a town of about 5,000 people, mm-hmm. and Giorgio's is a mom-and-pop business that is not open all that many hours a day. It closed on Mondays, open, I think, from 5 till, I think, the last seating's at 7:30 on other days. And you don't show up late. I had been there four times, and two of the times I did not eat because I got there too late. As the proprietor says, this is not, fast food dining, and, mm-hmm. and there's great care taken in the food that is served. A reader had recommended Giorgio's to me originally. I'd like to mention her, Kelly Cameron.
Mm-hmm.
She's from Milton. Did not know her until she came to one of my book signings for Hungry for Wisconsin. And then we met again. That was in Plymouth, Wisconsin at Bookheads. And then we met again a few months later in Madison. This was more than a year ago. And I always have a list, and I have a list of places I want to check out, write about, whatever. And so Giorgio's had been on the list a long time.
And obviously it's a pizza. You finally did get to try the pizza.
Mm-hmm. I've had it twice, and I you know, the first time I was coming back from Chicago, and I thought, yeah, Giorgio's. I think, yeah, I might have the time to swing by. I was by myself, and I really was impressed with the care given to the product, and on that particular summer night, the number of people there, you could tell that it wasn't a mass-produced meal, but George, the pizza maker, co-owner, you could see him, stretching out the dough, and the sauce is a secret. The mozzarella cheese used is with whole milk. This is a experiment, a process that the co-owners, and they didn't know I was a writer or whatever, but, it's been, they've been perfecting this for years.
Well, the result of all this was...
Well, because I was going to be on your show today, I thought I'm going to call Cheryl, George's wife, and a good cook in her own right to see how things were going. And their business has tripled since the story came out. It's not real hard to get to Milton. It's a few miles off the interstate.
Right.
If you're on your way to Chicago, you're in the Madison area. And it almost poses a problem for them because the kitchen's only so big. There's only so much room for people to move about in the kitchen. The pizza only it can be made in only so many pizzas can be made in a certain amount of time, and so it's good news, but it's also a challenge.
And of course, they were on your recommendation. It was USA Today's November 6th issue had named them the place to go in Wisconsin for pizza, and that and their business tripled.
Right.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, good for them.
Well, I tell you what, we have callers already online who have, they may beg to differ with you, or maybe they just have a place that they really love to go for pizza.
I've got my notebook out as usual, Larry, because I love hearing all of it. There's no way for anybody to make it to every place that exists. As other types of food, this is a very individual thing. And I have a very impression it's a very passionate topic for some people because we love our pizza in Wisconsin.
You know, I actually, there's a couple of places just of my own that come to mind. We like to drive to Oregon, Wisconsin, to Maria's Pizza. And I don't know, part of it's the friendly staff and the pizza's good. And so we enjoy going there. And probably one of my all-time favorite pizzas is the shrimp pizza at Paisan's Restaurant in Madison. I always order the shrimp pizza when I'm at Paisan's, and of course they serve other things other than pizza.
Yeah, these unusual ingredients. Ian's in Madison is known for some of its unusual combinations. The mac and cheese pizza.
I like that one too.
I've had it. Yeah. And is there a lasagna pizza at
Yes,
Ian's?
There is. Yes, there is. Well, I tell you what, we'll give people a chance to call in. The number to call, 1-800-642-1234, or email us at talk@wpr.org. Jim Packard, my producer, is real busy here with emails that are coming in and phone calls. But Lynn and Milton will turn to you. Lynn, hi.
Hi. I'm just calling to ask if you had the cheesecake when you were at Giorgio's. It's wonderful.
Yes, it is. I have had the cheesecake. It was an amaretto, if I remember right, even though, and I remember asking Cheryl Ryan, the cheesecake maker, one of the co-owners, about that, and I think she said she's probably made about 200 different kinds of cheesecake and maybe 50 involved chocolate in some way. So, yeah, that's her signature
thing.
That's
right.
All right. Well, so that's another good reason to go to Giorgio's.
Mm-hmm. Very much. And she does. She makes a different one every week. And when we order pizza, we don't even ask what type it is. We just know we're going to love it.
Pizza and cheesecake.
Pardon me?
Pizza and then cheesecake for dessert.
Absolutely. You must have a cheesecake.
All right. Thanks, Lynn.
Thank you.
Thanks
Bye.
A lot for calling. Carl emailed in, and he says the best pizza is at the Little Red Bar on the Chippewa Flowage.
Mm.
I've spent a lot of time on the Chippewa Flowage, but I have not spent any time in the Little Red Bar. So I'm wondering where on the Chip. You know, the Chip is, what is it, 20,000 acres, so it covers a lot of area. So I'm not sure where, but that's what he says, Little Red Bar. Tom says the best pizza is at the Liberty Bell Chalet in Hurley.
Mm.
Liberty Bell Chalet in Hurley. And Bill says the best pizza is at the Northern Grill in Sister Bay. Now, I get there pretty often to Sister Bay area. I'm going to have to try that one out, Northern Grill.
Yeah, yeah.
And let's see, Nathaniel and Kewaskum. Is up. Nathaniel, hi.
Hi, Larry. If you're in southern Sheboygan County or northern Ozaukee County, I got to recommend Random Lake Pizzeria. Random Lake Pizzeria, yep. He's got great beers on tap. The pizza's good. He's got different crust options. I like whole wheat crust, so I always get that there, and that's very good. And when my friends and I are there, there's lots of intelligent, attractive people, you know?
Always a plus.
Oh, thanks. So it's Random Lake Pizza.
Random Lake Pizzeria. Yep.
Random Lake Pizzeria. Thanks, Nathaniel.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And, well, let's go to Nan in Madison. Hi, Nan.
Hello. I would definitely recommend the Pizza Bruta right in my neighborhood in Madison. It's on Monroe Street. It's a small pizza place, but it has a great atmosphere, and the ingredients are absolutely wonderful. Personally, I can't have very heavy tomato sauce, and the Pizza Bruta has very wonderful, like, you know, different types of sauce, and the flavor is subtle, but so nicely complementary of each other, and it's just a great place. Yeah.
Talk more about the sauces, Nan. What types of sauces do you enjoy there?
So the kind of tomato sauce, you know, just based on my experience with pizzas, I feel like their tomato sauce is on the sweeter side, but not like the artificial sweet. I think it's because of the tomatoes they use. Also, they have a white sauce, which I do not know what is inside, what's on the white sauce. And also, they have this very nice olive oil that they use on the pizza that really enhances the flavor. The ingredients, I want to say, like the dough, the pizza dough. I know people who just go there and buy the dough. Actually, it's a very good flour. I think my guess would be like the flour really has high protein content. That's why it has that texture and the just the flavorfulness by itself.
It's a thick pizza, thick crust.
Pizza Bruta, Bruta.
Oh, Pizza Bruta, and their pizzas are thick crust.
It's a thing. It's
thin.
Thin crust.
Mm-hmm. See, I'm a thin crust guy. I kind of like the thin crust better than the thick crust.
Me too. Mm-hmm. The thick crust is just too overwhelming for me.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Nan, for calling. And we've got Luke and Shireen and some more people, I bet, who have some ideas about the best pizza place in Wisconsin as well. And Mary Bergen will be with us right up until 12:30 to talk about the best pizzas in Wisconsin. And probably talk about, we might get on to food in general, but we're sticking to pizza for now. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this news here on the Ideas Network. Talking food today here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio and zeroing in on pizza. Where's the best pizza in Wisconsin? And it just comes because this program comes about a little bit because Mary nominated Giorgio's Pizza, Mary Bergen, our guest, of Milton as the best pizza place in Wisconsin in USA Today's November 6th edition for their Great American Bites contest. Giorgio's is owned by a Lake Geneva couple, and they commute to the restaurant 6 days a week, and their business has tripled since this nomination or an appearance USA Today. So there are other good pizza places here in Wisconsin, and we're learning about that as we visit with her and hearing from what you have to say as well. I hope you'll join in with your own questions or your own recommendations at 800-642-1234. And we had a question about wood or coal-fired pizza ovens. Where are they located in Wisconsin? Mary, do you have some thoughts on that?
I wouldn't be able to provide a comprehensive list by any means, but the first things that come to mind, the very first thing that comes to mind, is a place called the Stone Barn in Nelson, Wisconsin, in Buffalo County, close to the Mississippi River. And frankly, if this query from USA Today had come during the summer months, mm-hmm, when the Stone Barn was open, it would have been very hard to decide between Giorgio's and the Stone Barn. It has a wood-fired oven. The pizza is served on weekends. This is like pizza on the farm, grown with local ingredients, using locally grown ingredients. Local meats for the toppings, that type of thing, and the setting is the remnants, the foundation of a stone barn.
Wow.
And so it's a lovely place to spend a summer evening. It's a great drive. through a very rural area in Wisconsin.
And what is it that makes, what is it about the fire or wood-fired pizza or coal-fired pizza that captures the imagination?
Well, I think a part of it is, well, at the Stone Barn, again, it takes just 2 minutes. The oven is very hot.
Yeah.
It's like, what is it, 700 degrees, something like that, maybe a little bit less. But the pizza goes in for 2 minutes, and it's done. And so you have a...
it's fast.
It's fast. It's thin. It's light crust. It's... that's the best way I can describe it. Then the other thing that I would like to mention with regard to the wood fired the wood burning ovens is an association based in Naples, Italy, that strives to keep the Neapolitan style of pizza authentic. And so there's an organization that you can apply for membership in if you're a pizza maker, but you need to be very specific about how you make your pizza. And one of the things that you need to do is make it in a wood burning oven.
And the name of that?
I don't speak Italian, I'm stumbling here, Larry. But it's a Neapolitan Pizza Association, and there are only three places in Wisconsin that qualify for membership. One is Il Ritrovo; it's in Sheboygan. Another is Brix; it's in Hudson, Wisconsin, and the third is in Madison, and it's Cafe Porta Alba, in the Hilldale shopping area. And so, yeah, I mean, everything from the exact type of ingredients. It's a certain type of plum tomato. It's a certain type of fresh mozzarella cheese, basil, sea salt, a certain kind of flour.
Pretty exacting.
Yeast. Yes.
Pretty exacting. Well, Shireen, let's see here. Shireen in Springbrook. We'll go to you now. Hi, Shireen.
Good morning. If you get to northern Wisconsin, Minong has a little bar that serves the most wonderful pizza. It's called Club Northern, and if you get their house pizza, you have to be prepared to wait because it has so much on it, it takes forever to cook.
And what's the name of it again?
Club Northern in Minong, Wisconsin.
Club Northern in Minong, Wisconsin. Well?
I'm writing it down because I would like to know more about your part of the state in general, and so anything that is something that's popular with the locals or unusual in some regard is of great interest to me.
And I have to apologize to you because I accidentally pushed the wrong button and eliminated her.
Oh,
dropped
nothing
her off
personal.
So I'm sorry. There was nothing personal about that. Thank you very much for calling. Appreciate it. Ricardo in Madison up next. Ricardo, hi. Thank you for calling.
Hi, Larry. I really want to give a shout out to Cafe 4 in Mineral Point, and as mentioned here in Madison, Pizzeria Cafe Porta Alba, and it's absolutely outstanding. My wife and I spent a lot of time in Italy. I lived in Italy for about 5 years. I visited Naples many times, and I have to tell you that it is as close to eating a pizza in Naples, the birthplace of pizza, as possible. The tomatoes are from San Marzano on the banks of Vitruvius. The flour comes from Sicily, as it does in Naples. Everything about the pizza is authentic and really wonderful.
Oh, well, there's a second to that.
Right, very well described, and. Yeah, the authenticity is the key to being a part of this association, as I understand it.
Thanks, Ricardo.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, appreciate it very much. Dolores in Kenosha, we are on to you. Hi, Dolores.
Oh, hi. I'm calling to invite people down to Kenosha, Wisconsin.
All right.
We have a lot of long-standing not just pizzerias, Italian restaurants that make pizza. They have much more in there that have generations have run these places. You can spend several days here, go around for lunch, for supper, eat pizza, different sauces. Some of them will do the different crusts for you. They have, it's just wonderful. And we have competition from Chicago, just over the border. And, there's several places. I mean, you can go anywhere from very high-end, which would be like Mangia,
mm-hmm.
which the chef at Mangia is Tony Mantuano, who is the chef at the new restaurant down at the Chicago Art Institute.
Oh.
You know, and then we have smaller places that have been around for years in the same family. We have Vallejo's does. They do a beautiful Lenten bunch of pizzas where they will do the white sauce pizzas with vegetables. They're wonderful. We go to Carl's, Villa de Carlo. We used to go to Center of the World Tavern, which is now, the name just went out my mind. Now they have a supper club there. It's beautiful. There's a little place down from us called Frankie D's. All of these places, Luigi's, they have the smoky provolone that they put. They mix in with their cheese, which is excellent.
You're making me hungry here, Dolores.
I agree.
Mary, have you spent any time in Kenosha?
I have, actually. I used to live in Racine and worked at the Kenosha News for 5 years, so had a good taste of pizzas in that area, and agree that it's a very rich area for pizza and for the Italian heritage.
For the Italian heritage. Mm-hmm. Dolores, thank you so much. I've got a lot of callers online. I want to get to some more people. I appreciate your input. Let's go to Mary in Eau Claire next. Mary, hi to you.
Hi, I'm just fine. I'm calling about Sammy's Pizza and Restaurant. It's been here since, I think the 50s. I saw it the first time on the same day I saw Ben-Hur, the movie. And I'm looking at the ad in the paper. It says it's simply the best, and lots of family, large groups go there regularly. It's almost always a wait. And one of our grandsons, Jackson, that's an absolutely very important place to go anytime he comes to visit.
Well, you know, any place, thanks a lot, Mary, for calling. And Mary Bergen, for you, any place that's been in business, what's that now, 60 years, they
right.
got to be doing something right.
I'll say.
Because restaurants, you know, I don't know what the average lifespan is of a restaurant.
It's such a competitive business.
It's just a few years, really. It's 5 years or even
mm-hmm.
less than that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's when you've got somebody that's been in business that long. And what's the name of it again, Mary?
It is Sammy's Pizza and Restaurant. It's on London Road.
Okay.
And they're at, they have a website. It's My Sammy's, MySammys.com. And a lot of people feel like it's My Sammy's.
That's a great testimonial. Has the place changed since you first started eating pizza there in any way? Just curious.
Two different locations. There was uh-huh. one right downtown on Barstow Street, and that now is something else, but it's out on London Road. So it's bigger, and it also has a larger pub. And they also have entertainment in a separate part of the pizza place.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much. Brooke, as a matter of fact, was talking about Sammy's. Brooke says that Sam's in Wausau has a great pizza, loves the pizza there. John emails Red's Pizza in Oshkosh is a great place. And Magdalene recommends Frank's in Appleton. So Frank's in Appleton. And then we got Andy emails, he says, Brothers 3 in Ocado and Marinette is really the best. So Brothers 3 in Ocado and Marinette. And then Dennis says, Wells Brothers in Racine is best.
I'm familiar with that one.
Do you know that one? You've been there?
Yeah, and that's been around for a long time, too, if I remember right. And it's, what is it? It's kind of like a neighborhood setting, if I remember right.
So we've got the Wells Brothers, and then we've got Nick. It's got A to Z Pizza in Stockholm, Wisconsin.
Yeah, but the proprietor is probably wincing as she hears that, because I've been there and she feels like she's busy enough. It's another farm-based pizza place, and it's wonderful. It's just pizza one night a week. One night a week on the farm, not during this time of year.
Ah. Ben in Viroqua, we're on to you. Hi, Ben.
Hello. I'm just calling to give a vote for the Driftless Cafe in Viroqua, Wisconsin. Delicious pizza. Good friends of mine really like to eat there.
Mm-hmm.
The Driftless. Have you been there, Mary?
I have. I've only been there a couple of times, but I did have a slice of pizza the first time I was there. Yeah, Viroqua in general is just a great community and very forward-thinking and creative and same way with the Driftless Cafe.
Thanks, Ben, for calling. And let's go to Bob and Adams. Hi, Bob.
Yes.
You have a recommendation for us?
Yes, I do. You talk about longevity being a testimonial. I'm 52 years old, and back when I was 12 years old, our family used to vacation up north of Hayward, up in Barnes, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
On Lower Eau Claire Lake, there is a place called Drags and Chanted Inn, and it's owned by the Dragonowski family, and they're still in business. The place is in a beautiful setting up on top of a hill overlooking Lower Eau Claire Lake, and they have got the best pizza I've ever eaten in my life.
What makes it good?
It's all fresh ingredients.
Uh-huh.
It's generous. It's just the right texture on the crust. Like I said, it's a very generous sized pizza. Their prices are reasonable. You do have to wait for it because it's all handmade. But like I said, the first time I ate there was when I was 12 years old. Our family used to go there all the time when we go up there on vacation, and I've tried to get there as much as I can over the years. It's a long travel for me, but I'm a truck driver, so I have a little bit of an edge.
Mm-hmm.
But I highly recommend it. Like I said, it's owned by the Dragonowski family. It's called Drags Enchanted Inn.
I tell you what, we have a cabin in the Barnes, in Barnes, Wisconsin, and I have not been there to Drags Enchanted Inn yet, but I've just made a note of that, and we'll be over to Lower Eau Claire Lake. I spend a lot of time up in that area anyway, so we'll be over there and try that out. Thanks, Bob.
You betcha.
Appreciate the call. And you're not the first one to recommend that place to me, by the way. Others have recommended it as well, because they know that I have a cabin up in that neck of the woods. So I've got it written down. I'm going to stick that in my billfold, and the next time I'm up there, we're on our way to Drags and Chanted Inn. Tahir in Oak Creek, we're on to you now. Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Great. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome. I have tried this place called Moon Dance Gourmet Food and Coffee. Their website is moondancecoffeeshop.com. Basically, what they are just not a pizza place, but in general, they're more Italian-style foods and featuring coffees, gelato, pizzas, sandwiches, the more Italian heritage food. And I've tried this a couple times. They're in Franklin, Wisconsin, one of the greatest pizzas I've ever had. One of the things I liked about it, first of all, was all fresh ingredients. They do all the hand-making job, so you have to wait for it a little bit. But after eating the pizza, and I had a couple of their 10-inch pizzas, and I did not feel very heavy or heartburning, anything like that. It really stuffed me, but at the same time, I felt very light. So that's what I liked about it, and it was very tasty. I mean, they have scampi, they have grilled vegetables, sausage. It was great. So I don't know if you guys ever tried that or not, but it's one of the things I would recommend.
All right. Thank you for calling. Have you tried it?
I haven't.
What's the name of it again? It's Moon? I'm sorry.
Moon Dance Gourmet Food and Coffee.
Moon Dance Gourmet Food and Coffee in Franklin, Wisconsin. Yeah. All right. Thank you very much, dear. I appreciate your call. That's so many to, so many pizza places in so little time. Telling
right.
you. Oh, man. Ken and Eau Claire. Hi, Ken.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'd like to recommend Shamrock Pizza up in Superior, Wisconsin. Hmm. And I'm kind of biased because my family owns Shamrock Pizza. And it's another one that's been around for years. My family's run it for 30 years. But before that, the original owner owned it for another 30, so it's been around at least 60 to 70 years.
Wow. So is it have your parents played with the recipes over the years to get them just where they've wanted?
They kept it exactly the way. They still use the same dough recipe and the same sauce recipe. And I made, as a big secret, I made the pizza sauce for about 15 years when I was going to college up there. Still exactly the same, and all the meat, the pepperoni's made locally. They make their own sausage, use all fresh ingredients, all cheese from Wisconsin. It's some of the best pizza. I bring friends there, and every time we go up north, we have a cabin in Barnes, too, and it's worth the hour drive from Barnes into Superior for a pizza.
And what's the name of it again?
Shamrock Pizza.
Shamrock Pizza. Ken, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, appreciate it very much. Well, you know, a lot of people, the comments you're getting, we're getting a lot of people appreciate the local products mm-hmm. and the fresh products.
Yeah, and as the conversation has been going on, I'm thinking more about how, I mean, everybody loves pizza, and you can be in Montana or New York or whatever, but it really is a good Wisconsin product, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure
because
is.
Of the ingredients that you need for it and what we have here and what mm-hmm. we can do here to make it fresh and exceptional.
I agree. Larry in Elkhorn, your turn. Hi, Larry.
Hi. I live in Elkhorn, but I get up to Land O'Lakes quite a bit, and by far, bar none, no second place. I just can't say enough about the Log Cabin in Conover. I'm almost hesitant to let out the name because I don't want to overwhelm them, but a friend of mine told me about it last year, and I just can't say enough about it. It's great.
So the Log Cabin in Conover.
Yes, it's a little bar and restaurant, and I would guess pizza is their specialty. We went there, and it is great. Like some of these other good places, though, you got to prepare yourself for a little wait because it's handmade and lots of ingredients. There's so many toppings on it, they have to run it through twice.
Mm. Oh.
Mm. But, I'm afraid if you go there, you may have to append your USA Today article.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thanks, Larry. And we have time for Mike in Wausau. Mike, hi. Thank you for calling.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Just we have a place in Wausau. I'm from Wausau. This is on the northeast end of Wausau, the River area. It's called Cabin Pizza. The folks just opened it. They came, I think, from Minnesota. And speaking of local ingredients, well, this is Minnesota. They have a pizza, which is a wild rice mushroom chicken in like an Alfredo sauce.
Oh,
wow.
It is very interesting. And Larry, I think you'd love it when you go up to the Northwoods, pull into Wausau, and it's called Cabin Pizza.
Oh, man. Well, I'm going to be in Wausau on January 6th. I think we're going to be doing our radio program from Wausau that day, if I'm not mistaken.
Sure, and this is a small, locally owned place. It's really just a pickup and delivery place at this point. But it's really interesting, especially that wild rice mushroom with an Alfredo sauce. It's unusual, but it's just great. So.
Cabin.
Sounds good.
All right, thanks. Thanks very much. For calling. Appreciate your call as well. Man, all this talk about pizza is making me really, really hungry, Mary.
Yeah, me too. Lunch is next for me, though, so I'm ready. Yeah.
Well, Jim Packard, you know, is going to be retiring pretty soon, and we're having a little soiree for him right after the program. And so I'm getting ready to do a little... a little roasting and a little talking, but hopefully a little eating too. Mary, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for being with us today. Really appreciate it. You'll come back and be with us again.
Of course. It's a lot of fun, Larry. And you're such a good host.
Well, I tell you what, and you were writing. I saw you writing down a lot of names there. So,
mm-hmm. Oh yes,
more food, so as to speak, for future columns.
That's right. That's right.
Thank you, Mary. Mary Bergen is she writes the Roads Travel column, which appears in several newspapers. And you just go online to roadstraveled.com, and you are going to find what she's writing about. And speaking of food, tomorrow the Vicars of Vegetables join us on Garden Talk. Thanks for listening. Stay with us on the Ideas Network.